Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Falcons fans, call us up, get on hold. Take the conversation any direction you want. Falcons with a couple wins in a row, beating the Cardinals yesterday in Arizona, 26-19 as well. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Haven't spent a ton of time yet talking about the Alabama-Oklahoma game, the Miami-Texas A&M game, and obviously the other two games as well, but the two really good ones from the weekend. So we'll get into those in the 1 o'clock hour and, of course, an AMA at 1:40.
Look about this crap, man. And we talked about, you know, the new wave of college football, how rivalry is going to go away and things like that. One of the biggest ones ever is going away for the time being, Notre Dame and USC. They can't come together on an agreement. I just saw Notre Dame is picking up BYU. I don't know if USC has settled on anybody yet, but that just sucks.
What's the issue? Like, I'm sure it's money, like, I guess the question is, what is the issue with the money?
Yeah.
Because we know that's what the issue is.
Or is it, you want to take that risk of losing?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, something
yeah,
like that.
That could be it.
That could be
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't want to, if you're USC, you're like, we already play in the Big Ten, mm-hmm. so we got to put that on our schedule too. Yeah. It's going to be harder. Yeah, that's probably part of it also, which sucks. I don't know. It's been a risk to lose to them for a long time.
Yeah.
Before it was a 12-team playoff.
But that just sucks, man. And then I'm looking like so many damn quarterbacks are in the portal. I just saw this. USF quarterbacks going into the portal right now. So that's like 9 guys. And then for what, maybe 7 jobs? And I mean, who do you think right now is the big dog? Is it Lagway?
Yeah, he's one of them. Yeah. Oh, God. The kid from Soresby, probably from Cincinnati. Okay. Well, the North Texas kid, but right. I think everybody kind of assumes he's going to Oklahoma State because that's where his coach
State.
Went. But yeah, I mean, there's the thing about it is it's hard to say because like who's going to get the most money, I guess is the answer, right? As far as who the big dog is,
right.
But who's going to have the biggest impact? Who knows?
Yeah.
Like I know coaches knew, but like nobody knew Fernando Mendoza was going to do this, right? Like he was a nice player at Cal and all that. And I know Georgia was after him because coaches know, but like, no one would have been saying, oh, that's the biggest guy in the transfer portal last year. There was other quarterbacks that were on the move that were probably more known. No, he goes to Indiana, and they go 13-0, and he wins the Heisman. So he was the biggest name, you know? I don't know. Could be. Who knows? Who knows who that guy is this time? But, yeah, that's part of it. It's going to happen every single year until they get this thing under control.
Yeah, man.
You know, if you have a good year, you go in the portal.
It's my money.
Either you're going to give me more money to stay or somebody's going to give me more money to leave.
Yep. and then I'm gonna get my job because they're not paying me all this money for me to compete for.
They're also gonna guarantee me that I'm gonna start.
They're gonna guarantee me this spot. Yeah, I'm going to start here.
Want to compete? No, we don't want to do that. All right. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. JP is in Marietta. Hey, JP.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hello, JP.
I love the Falcons. I'm happy. The holiday spirit in me is happy for the guys in the locker room for getting the win.
Right.
But damn the right. fan in me is not going to forget what Coach Capri Pants did to me this season. Yeah, you beat the Cardinals in a last drive, in all honesty, where I thought the Cardinals are going to score on us and go for two and win by one. And I think a lot of Falcons fans might have felt the same. So, yeah, good. I'm not going to say good win, but it is a win. But, yeah, the damage has been done with Coach Ra and Coach Zach. I want to see them gone. And the guy on special teams, Williams, he's gone, I hope, as well. As far as, like, what to do at the quarterback position, really wild and hot take, but bring home the Harrison High School kid, bring home Justin Fields until Penix is ready and see what he can do. That's all I got, guys. Love the show. Talk to y'all later.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, JP.
Please. I think he's got enough chances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this wouldn't be a chance, right?
Yeah.
This would
be I think we've seen the sample size of what you need to. He's a good player, but he's not your guy.
No. But again, he wouldn't be brought here to be the guy.
Even in the capacity that you're thinking.
Yeah.
even in the capacity that you're thinking.
I do wonder how they handle that, though, just because, like, you don't want to spend much money.
No, that's what I'm saying. Go get Jacoby Brissett or somebody like that. You know, I love Justin. I've been a big Justin Fields fan, but I am where I am with him. You know, and as far as the firing of coaches, you saw what Sean McVay did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did, yeah.
Oh, you cost me a game. So your ass is fired.
Yes, it turns out you can fire special teams coaches in December if you're unhappy with their
– Your ass is fired.
But here's the difference, though, right? Sean McVay and the Rams are trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Raheem pretty well said when he was asked about why would you not – if you're moving on from receivers coaches early in the year, why are we not moving on from special teams coordinators now? He said, what's the point? Which – is tough.
Yes.
When
there's special teams that look like this.
No, when there's games left. Like, that's the coach flat out admitting, yeah, I mean, so who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I could fire him. What's the difference? We're out of the playoffs. Like, you know, we're going to try to fix it. But
hell, I got to go quit special teams now?
Yeah, exactly. That's just more work for somebody else, man. That's like the most white flag thing of the whole season so far, though, of like being like, no, we're not going to do that. What's the point? And then Sean McVay's like, well, here's the point.
Fire his ass right now.
Because that cost us the game on Thursday night against the Seahawks. And it's funny, it was the same guy, too, because it was Raheed Shaheed that returned the punt against the kick against the Seahawks and against the Rams that got that guy fired, but this guy here is not. But again, I think we're all of enough intellect to understand the difference, right? You could fire him for the pound of flesh to make JP and Marietta happy or whoever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying JP because he was the last one that called.
Right.
Or you could just wait until the end and they're most likely all going to get fired.
Yeah.
So,
go out on our sword.
You know
that phrase?
You fall on your sword?
Fall on your sword or something like that.
I don't know if that's what. Yeah, sure. Yes, that's what's happening. That's exactly it. The Grinch is in Griffin. Hey, the Grinch.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Appreciate you taking my call. Listen, I've got a couple of things real quick, and we'll make it quick. Thanks to the Steins for being a good sponsor and you guys for having a great show. But listen, what we've had here is absolutely franchise malpractice, okay? No one knows who the leader is. Who's in charge? It's clearly not Coach Raw, okay? Is it Terry? Is it Arthur? Is it Rich McKay? Nobody knows who's calling the shots. I just feel bad for the PSL people who are duped into paying extra money to pay to come witness this. Because what should have happened is Kurt should have been the starting quarterback, and we should have given Penix time to develop into being a leader because he's not that yet. Can he be? Nobody knows. But what we do know is he's injury prone.
Okay. Thanks, Grinch. I think we're good. I think we got it. I really just wanted to see if the guy was going to do the Grinch impression. And he kind of did.
He did.
It was like a New York Grinch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think.
I don't know. Is
Whoville?
Are
like
you sure?
One of the boroughs
said something about Michael Penix.
Huh?
Michael Penix. As soon as he said Michael Penix injury prone, you got to go.
Oh, I mean, he is.
When I heard the voice, you know me, I was like, all right, never mind. But we don't need.
I just wanted to see if he was doing the Grinch impression.
I mean, the leadership part is front and center, you know, because you don't know who's calling the shots anymore. We come back from the New Year's and everything like that. If change is made, we'll get the search firm and we're going to do a due diligence and we're going to get this thing right and all the different things that he said the last few times. We've been looking for a coaching job while we've been on the show together. Mm-hmm. And so, I go back to everything I said. I said, I don't know who's a good coach for this team. I don't. I honestly don't know because of how this organization has been. Do I feel bad for the PSL people? Hell yeah, I feel bad for anybody who spends their hard-earned money for a bad product.
Yeah, and that's a tough one because it's not just like you bought a high-priced ticket for a bad game.
Exactly.
You signed. There's the mortgage you signed up for. It's a money pit, man. The house is falling apart. That's definitely true. I don't know. That's the frustration of all of it is like. It just feels, it has to feel, and I know that, you know, we talk to Falcons fans all the time that echo this sentiment. It just has to feel very defeating to not only be in the midst of a frustrating season coming to an end, and mm-hmm. probably a frustrating mini era of Raheem's couple years, mm-hmm. and maybe even a five-year era of Terry, and now you're in 8 years not making the playoffs, and it's like, okay, what your emotion tells you is, all right, fire him, get somebody else in here and see what happens. The problem is now that's happened so many times over the last decade, like there's no confidence that they're going to get it right.
Yeah.
So that's just a brutal place to be is like, yeah, no, we've done this now. It'll be the third time. We haven't been doing the show that long. Like we've been doing it for a while, but not that long.
But that goes back,
the fact that we're going to be covering a third coaching search and a fourth head coach is crazy.
I remember the same guy twice.
Same guy. Well, no, but he doesn't even. No offense, but Raheem's not in. I wasn't including him because when it started, it was.
Oh, that's right.
It was Dan Quinn. And then Raheem briefly, right. but it was then it was Arthur, and then it was Raheem, and now who's ever next?
We
haven't even been doing this for 7 years, man, just, and they're going to have four coaches.
I go back to something Joe said when he was Joe Patrick, and I it's like, who's out there?
Yeah. I mean, look, again, there will be people, there will be coaches that are qualified that get hired, and some of them are going to go other places and win. That's the thing about it, is like every year seven coaches are hired.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes they're Jonathan Gannon, and you go 15-40 or whatever. And sometimes they're Ben McDonald. Mike McDonald.
Mike,
yeah. Ben, who's the Bears
Johnson.
Coach? Ben Johnson. Yeah, like sometimes they're those guys.
Right.
You know? You just have to hire that guy
guy. That's always my thing with that right there, what you said. But do they keep it sustainable? You know what I mean? Like, it's good to have a good year. It's great. How long do we know that if Ben Johnson's going to be a great coach?
I don't know, Randy, but I'd kill for a blip, man.
Dude,
sustainable.
We talked about that.
Sustainable is a heavy ask.
Yes, it is. Especially
when we're talking about this
Falcons.
Team.
Yes. Yeah.
I love sustainable. Let's get a win first. You know what I mean?
Let's do something that has not been done. Let's find a way to get in and give yourself an opportunity.
Just get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, if they hadn't tricked off three or four of these terrible losses that they have,
they would be in the playoffs.
They would have a chance to be in the playoffs because of the terrible division they play in.
Yep.
That's the biggest frustration for me right now, sitting here with a couple wins in a row and a path to 8-9, is the team that wins this division may very well be 8-9. Mm-hmm. 9-8, 8-9. And you still couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the fourth easiest schedule in the NFL and you play in this division and you still couldn't do it.
Yep.
Like that's bigger than just fire the coach, you know,
that's what is this? A reevaluate the whole organization.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is what they've said they're going to do.
Yeah. But it's amazing that, and we always talk about winning games that you're not supposed to win. Just lose a game. Don't lose games that you're not supposed to lose. And if they do that, I'm talking about this team in particular, they will be right there
mm-hmm.
because of what you said, the schedule and the damn division.
Right. But that's the point, though, right? Like, this transcends Raheem Morris. They lost games like this when Arthur Smith was the coach. They lost games like this when Dan Quinn was the coach. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole time we've been doing this, they didn't fall on the onside kick when Dan Quinn was the coach. Right?
It's just sitting there spinning.
Yeah, it's just sitting there
like
spinning.
I still had that thought process, that thought and that picture ingrained, Andy.
But that was three coaches ago.
Yes.
So, like, ingrained. Again, you gotta fire the leaders when the results aren't what they need to be. But you got to have a soul search, man, because that was three coaches ago. And by the way, that guy got another job and went to the NFC Championship game last year.
Yes, he did.
Blip or not, I'll take that blip.
Yeah.
They had a hell of a time in Washington, D.C. last year, and they're getting a new stadium built because of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Blips can be fun. I'll take a blip. Arthur Smith's going to get a job, too. Like, he went OC, and he's going to get a job again.
You think so?
Maybe not this cycle, but he'll be a head coach in the NFL again. Like, you know what I mean? It's not just that he's – in fact, I think he's a pretty good coach, actually.
I think he's a good coach. I would never take anything away from Arthur Smith. But that's what I'm saying. It's like when we ask fan bases about coaches, do you want the sexy hire or the right hire?
The right hire.
But that's what I'm saying. But because they would look at it from a standpoint, the sex appeal sells first. The name's always going to sell first before you get to what this person can actually do is with the X's and O's. Because if Arthur Smith gets the job, the first thing they're going to say is this record here.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah, he won't be sexy if someone hires him, for sure. But that doesn't mean that he's not the right hire.
I agree.
But the only thing sexy about any of these hires...
They're new.
Is that they've won. Like, if you hire someone and they're sexy, it's because they have a track record, right? The only thing...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Say sexy for the fourth time in 60 seconds. The only thing appealing about any coach the day they're hired, if you're excited about it, is because they won something, right?
I don't know. I mean, would people be excited about Todd Monken?
Some people would.
Yeah.
But people that have those T-shirts that you have on
I mean,
would.
I love my Georgia. I love Georgia and everything. I love what he did for the school, but...
I don't think there's any other city... that will have a coaching vacancy where people are calling the sports radio station and advocating for Todd Monken.
Okay, thank you.
He was the OC for Georgia, and they won a national championship, and Georgia fans are Falcons fans, and people know his name. Same reason why people call this radio station and advocate for Stetson Bennett being the quarterback.
Yes.
You know what you know, and that's okay. We know what we know. But I don't think – who's another – like, is Miami in a quarterback search? People calling that, calling Channing Crowder's show and saying, we need Stetson Bennett?
No.
Nah. They're not doing that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.